So guys, just come on through, yep. So as you see, when you came through the gate, we did have the electrified fences on the top and also about 3/4 way up the gate. And one of the main animals we're worried about here are cats. Cats are the huge problem. Depending on who you talk to, there's around about 18 million feral cats in Australia, and they kill, if they've got kittens, more than about 20 animals per night, each cat. So we lose a huge amount of numbers of animals every night for feral cats.
My name is Greg, and I'm a casual guide at the Alice Springs Desert Park. I've been here for about 18 months and enjoy every moment of it. It's a fantastic job.
We have a bilby here, fantastic. Now, you've seen the golden bandicoot before, guys? The bilby is a cousin to the golden bandicoot. We may see one a little bit further up. Ah, here we are, we've got two here. Even better. Is it boy or girl, Bonnie? Not sure yet.
My name's Bonnie and I'm a zookeeper here at the Desert Park.
What sort of responses do you observe from the people that are coming along and doing these tours?
A lot of the visitors are quite amazed at the species we have here and the fact that 200 years ago these species would have been everywhere.
No need to move. Just to stay still. And that's how close they can get to us. Like, he gave us a bit of a smell. So as long as you stay still, they're fine when they're that close. Is when you move, you might accidentally squash them.
What is it that people can get from the nocturnal tour coming out here at night that they just couldn't get during the day?
Well, they see animals that they just don't see in the other parts of the park. Also, as you've seen tonight, the animals can come when they want to, very close. They actually smelt this one woman's shoe. So that's how close that they can get. And you normally don't get that, even in the nocturnal houses, they don't get that close to you.
You know what this one is? Yeah, he's a member of the bandicoot family, but his name is... He comes in chocolate at Easter time.
Easter bandicoot.
Bilby.
Easter bilby.
Yeah, he's a bilby, yeah.
What did you think of tonight's tour?
It was fun because I didn't know half the animals that came out at night.
Did you have a favourite?
Yes, but I didn't see it.
Which one was that?
The spectacled hair willoughby.
What do they look like?
They've got orange rings around their eyes.
You'll have to come back and do it again.
I will.
What's your name?
Becky.
Becky, where are you from?
From Guernsey in the Channel Islands.
In the Channel Islands. You are here on this tour, nocturnal tour at the Desert Park. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely amazing. I love animals. Anything with zoology is just a huge interest for me. And this was right up my street and I've loved every single minute of it. It's been great.
Were you surprised by anything that you saw or heard tonight?
Yeah, I was actually surprised the amount of animals actually seeing and how not shy they were. They were quite friendly, saw us as another animal, approached us, quite easy. And it was, that for me was actually really quite amazing. I thought we'd be struggling to see them, sort of hiding behind bushes and things. So, it was great to see them in their full body and that was great.
It's sort of a sad thing. I mean, amongst the wonderful experience of seeing these animals up close, there's also, as you say, that sadness that, they were once so abundant and now no longer so.
Yeah, I think this tour is a really good opportunity to show people that and show possibly how we're contributing to their decline and possibly get people to think about their actions and their cats and things like that.
Many of the animals, I understand, they just won't be able to ever be reintroduced into the wild, is that right?
No, not at this stage. There is large enclosures where some of these animals are found, but until predators and things like cats are sort of controlled or managed better, there's not much hope of reintroducing them.